knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Months.
Well, look at that. There's houses across the street.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
Now that we can see through it, I'd sure like to be able to breathe through it.
Why is it so stuffy?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call Mr. Roper?
I've already called him every name in the book.
Well, what'd he say?
Same thing he always says. You're next on my list.
Janet, you don't mind if I use your hot rollers, do you?
No, but your hair looks fine to me.
Oh, it's not for my hair. I put them in the fridge.
You put my electric rollers in the refrigerator?
Yeah, to defrost it.
No, Chrissy, you don't put a lot... Oh, Chrissy, and bring them up!
Oh, the carpet, it's ringing!
No, it's not. It's the telephone.
You are working too hard.
Hello? Hello? Could I please speak to Jack Tripper?
Well, he's at home right now. Can I take a message?
Well, it's kind of personal.
Well, that's okay. I won't listen.
Excuse me?
You know, actually, Jack's not here right now. He's upstairs at his friend's apartment. Do you want the phone number?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hang on.
Hey, Larry, it's really nice of you treating me to the Lakers game like this.
Come on, what are friends for?
Actually, I was going to take Betty, but... she's a lost cause.
Who, Betty?
Yeah.
Betty. Ah, Betty.
Look out.
Hey, that picture does not lie either. She's got a fantastic figure. 42, 21, 36. And great shoulders.
She'd need them to hold all that up.
The only thing that spoils her, though, is her mouth.
What's wrong with it?
It keeps saying no.
And I thought you were supposed to be irresistible.
I am. She happens to be the exception to the rule.
So I said goodbye and gave her my mother's wedding ring to remember me by.
Wait a minute. You gave her your mother's wedding ring?
A wonderful and valuable heirloom.
I keep a supply of them on hand.
Just such occasions, you know?
Yeah. Boy.
You are an organized cat, aren't you, Larry?
It's one of my rules. Always leave them happy. Like Betty said to me.
Engelbert, she said, I shall treasure this ring.
Engelbert? Oh, it's another one of my rules. Never give him your real name.
I mean, why not?
You've got so much to learn, haven't you, Jack?
Teach me.
Oh. First of all, look, it saves you so much trouble when you're trying to break it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're running around asking if anybody's seen Paul Redford or Robert Newman. Yellow.
Hello, could I please speak to Jack Tripper? This is Sandra Boyd.
Yeah, sure. Sandra Boyd? The cute little brunette with a mole on your,
That's right. Could I talk to Jack?
Speaking! This is terrific hearing from you. How did you get this number?
Well, I called your number first and they gave me this one.
You called mine first?
Well, it's in the phone book.
Of all the dumb...
What?
I said this is fun. Fun.
Jack, how come you haven't called me? Not for weeks.
Well, now you know how it is with us airline pilots. Always flying off somewhere.
I thought you said you were a dentist.
Only in my spare time.
Jack, look, I've got to come by and talk to you. Jack?
Oh, what a shame we got cut off. Come on, let's get to the game. What? Come on, don't just sit there.
The game doesn't start for hours.
Neither does the car I'm driving.
Stanley. Come on, dumbbell, say it. You're not going to get your birdseed till you say it. Stanley. Stanley.
Stanley.
Oh, no, that was you, Helen.
I know it was me. You'll never get that bird to talk.
I think he's got a lazy beak.
He came to the right house. When are you going to fix the window for the kids upstairs?
It's next on my list.
What list, Stanley? Where is this marvelous list you keep talking about?
In my head.
Must be very lonely in there.
Red 8 on a black 9.
Thanks a lot.
You know, you're wasting your time playing this game.
Well, it's my time. Oh, go fix your window.
I don't have the right equipment.
You're telling me.
I'm talking about my power drill. It's 10 years old.
Eleven. I remember. You bought it for me for my birthday.
Very good, Helen. Very good. I'll give you something else to remember. There are 4 cards missing in that deck.
Be a clean patch here.
Well, maybe we could bring the plant stand down over it.
No, because then there would be a clean patch where the plant stand was.
Right. Well, I don't know. Oh, hi.
Hi. Is Jack in?
He went to a basketball game.
Oh. Oh, well, that's all right. It isn't very important.
It isn't important at all.
Would you like to come in and sit down for a minute?
No, thank you.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Fine.
Oh. Would you like some tea?
That would be nice, thank
okay.
you.
Oh, I forgot we're out of tea. Oh, hey, I'll go buy some if you're that thirsty.
I'm not thirsty.
Oh, good.
I'm pregnant.
What?
I just know I am. It's been 6 weeks, and I was sick yesterday. And my father, he's going to kill me if he...
Excuse me, please. Are you here because Jack is the...
I haven't seen him in months. Well, at first I didn't worry because he told me he had a lot of cavities to fill. He's a very fashionable dentist.
Did you say that you hadn't seen him in ages?
Well, I tried to call him. He just hung up on me.
He did?
I shouldn't have come. He'll just think that I'm trying to trap him.
Oh, well, he has to be told.
Oh, no, 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 no. Please don't tell him I came here. Oh, but please.
Oh, but you can't. Janet, she can't.
Thank you for the tea.
Hey, what's your name?
Well, this is typical, getting a girl pregnant. Only a man would do a thing like that. Gee whiz, Chrissy, he wouldn't even talk to her on the telephone.
Hi. Boy, what a game. Kareem, you should have seen him. He got 22 rebounds in the game. Hey, Chrissy, let me tell you about this jump shot he made. He was down at the other end of the court. You find it a little chilly in here?
Jack?
Huh?
Your girlfriend was here this afternoon.
Linda?
Is that her name? It's too pretty for you.
Luckily, I've got my own name already, thank you. So what did she want?
I'll tell you what she wanted, Jack.
Janet! She asked us not to tell him.
What did she ask you not to tell me?
You're going to be a father.
Oh, my God.
Be careful!
I thought I was.
Could we get some more potato chips?
Thank you.
Do you think we could get some more potato chips over here?
I'm sorry, Linda, did you say something?
Yes, I said that I'd like some more chips, please.
Oh, good. Linda, how long have you and I been going together?
Oh, 2 or 3 months, give or take a month.
I wish I could.
You know what? I could really dig a pickled cucumber with those chips. I really got a craving.
Oh, boy, here we go. Linda, I never said you mustn't see other guys, did I?
No.
Well, then I guess you've been going out with lots of other guys besides me, right?
No. When I'm going with someone, he's the one, the only one.
What a shame. I mean, no, I admire those values. I think that's... No, look, what I'm trying to say is, see, I wouldn't mind if you'd been seeing other guys. You could tell me.
I haven't.
Oh, well, that makes me very happy.
I'm going to have a bag of chips.
I know, they told me.
What?
All right, Linda. Do you agree with me that it's important for a child to have a father as well as a mother?
It helps.
Then that's settled. Linda, will you move?
What?
Will you marry me?
Oh, Jack! Oh, I spilled the salt. For good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Chrissy, what's a four-letter word for pain? Pain.
Come in. Girls?
Hello there.
Hi.
I have a very important announcement. Linda and I are engaged.
You rotten rat!
Rotten rat. Why did she call me a rat?
Because you're a pig.
I think they're happy for us, really. Sit down and I'll get you some coffee.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. I don't blame you. Thank you. You're welcome.
I don't understand you. I did the decent thing, didn't I? She's pregnant, so I'm going to marry her.
You got her pregnant as well?
As well as what?
As well as the girl who was here this afternoon.
As well as... girl... Let me get this straight.
You did the right thing to the wrong girl?
Right. Linda's not expecting a baby. I thought she was because some girl came around and told Janet and Chrissy that I was going to be the father of her child. Naturally, I thought it was Linda.
And it wasn't.
No, it's some girl I never met. Some girl with short, dark hair who thinks I'm a dentist. How'd she get my name and address?
Listen, Jack. When you hit me, go for the body, not the face, huh?
What are you talking about? I'm not gonna hit you.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no. Never give your real name, huh?
The body!
It's okay, hey, Larry. Relax, I'm not gonna hit you.
Thanks.
Well, why did you give him my name? What's wrong with, John Wayne or Richard Nixon?
It's easy to remember when it's a real person.
We should have known it had to be Larry. I mean, of all the tricky guys we know, Larry is the most tricky.
Oh, come on, Janet. He never pretended to be a monk.
Yes, he has, with that girl from the convent school.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah, and you can stop playing the saint. I mean, you thought you were going to be a father, Jack. Now, how is that supposed to have happened? Telepathy?
Oh, God, I'm supposed to see Linda tonight. How do you think she's going to take it when I tell her I don't want to marry her?
Well, like any normal girl, she'll scratch, scream, hit, bite.
She'll understand now. You know, she'll know that it's wrong for two people to get married when they don't love each other. I mean, our relationship was purely platonic. Most of the time.
Stanley, come on, dumbbell. Say it, dumbbell. Dumbbell. Ooh, what's the cake for?
We're celebrating.
Well, yeah, celebrating what?
The 10th anniversary of my new spring outfit. You want to blow out the candle and make a wish?
Don't tempt me, Helen. Why do you make a big production out of everything? If you want a new outfit, just ask me.
Okay. I want a new outfit.
We'll talk about it later.
Why later? Why can't we talk about it now?
I've had a hard day, Helen.
A hard day? It's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but I've been listening to you since 7.
Did you fix the window in the kids' apartment?
Oh, that's next on my
list. Next on my list, yeah. Honestly, if I want anything done around here, I have to do it myself. And that includes just about everything.
None of your little digs, huh? Let me tell you something, Helen. There's lots of women who'd appreciate me.
Name one.
Well, there's that blonde checker at the supermarket. Lately, she's been giving me that come-on look.
Not with her good eye, she has.
Well, I'll go fix the window upstairs.
You'll do better if you take your tools.
What about Mrs. Wilson in 301? You see the way she's been smiling at me lately?
She's just showing off her new teeth.
Hey, listen to me, Helen. I'm getting sick of talking.
I'm out. I'm out.
Well, Linda, I want to tell you something.
There's something I must tell you, too, Jack.
I know you're not pregnant.
What?
No, wait, hang on. No, here's what I have to tell you. Don't pay any... No,
you want to say something sweet to me. But please don't. Sorry.
Linda's... It's not too sweet.
Jack, I don't want to marry you.
I know you'll think I'm a heel, but... You what?
Don't take it too hard. I spent a rotten night thinking about it. I just don't want to get tied up right now.
Now, hang on a second. You don't want to marry me?
Oh, I've hurt you.
No. Well, I'm a touch wounded.
I'm sorry.
Hey, honey, it's whatever you want.
Oh, Jackie, where have you been? I haven't seen you for weeks. Have you been avoiding me?
What?
Everybody has been gossiping down at the ballet class. Where's your friend, they keep asking? Where's Jackie? Where's the cute guy in the pink tights?
I know what you're trying to do, but don't. It's okay between us,
right? It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, fantastic. You must be some kind of girl, Linda. You don't mind that the only reason he asked you to marry him was because he thought you were pregnant?
He what?
He's such a clown, forget it. Listen, let's finish our drinks, okay?
Goodbye, Jack.
Well, Linda, see you Saturday. I guess not. Take a sip.
Come on, Chrissy. Okay. How's it going, Mr. Roper?
I gotta shave this edge.
Oh, well, you can use Jack's electric razor. It's in the bathroom.
What?
Bottom shelf. Let's go.
Well, it's a delicate little job, Stanley. Where's that thing I need? Ah. Here it is. Hello? Yeah, Jack Tripper lives here, but... Hello? Hello?
How did Linda take it?
You should have seen what she did in his beer.
Jack Tripper, phone call. Hang on a second. Which Jack Tripper do they want? Which Jack Tripper do you want, miss? Ah, the airline pilot and fashionable dentist?
That's me.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. It's me, Sandra.
Oh, hello, Sandra. Listen, I heard about your, yeah... Are you sure?
I'm positive. I got the dates mixed. I'm all right.
You mean you're not gonna... Beautiful!
I just gotta thank you, Jack.
You do?
Yeah, well, you know that lovely ring you gave me?
Yeah, it is a lovely ring, Sandra.
I know. I just sold it for $500.
You sold it for...
Oh, and another thing, Jack. My dad... He's real mad at you, and he said that he's coming over to your place to...
I gave him my real ring.
Serves him right.
Jack Tripper?
Yes,
but... You dirty old man!
Hold it. Don't hit. I'm a veteran.
Why?
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.